The Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast with Tony, Jason, Sam.
Hi, thanks for joining our Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Today we're talking about a company that has just started using the world's very first billboards that smell.
This is genius, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, yeah. Not when you're me. No sense of smell. I'm not going to be influenced over
That's
here.
That's a really good point.
And all the people that are affected by long COVID.
Yeah, right. We're missing out on one of the senses there, aren't you?
I'd love to test the theory, actually.
The aroma, yeah.
Who's the company?
What do you think? Who do you think it is?
KFC.
Now, that'd be a great idea. Not
absolutely. They already do that along Hurstmere Road. I tell you what, I used to run the lake, and every time I'd run past KFC, it was the ultimate billboard.
So did I. But it actually used to make me feel a bit ill while I was running. It hits you. What about bakeries?
Bakeries are another great. It's not either of those guys, but it is a food place.
Okay, a food place. Yeah. I'm going to go.
McDonald's.
No, it's going to be donuts. It's going to be, what's that donut company?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme. No. Yeah. But one of you have already said it.
Oh.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Well, why didn't you give us a ding when we said it?
Because you kept talking.
Kept on going. McDonald's
are doing it. So they're doing it in the Netherlands. They debuted a revolutionary way to attract business. So they launched the world's first billboard that smells like the food that they serve. Okay. So if you get within 4.5 meters of this thing, it starts emitting the smell of fries.
Not enough.
Fries would pull me in.
No. 4.5 meters is not enough. It's not enough range. I'm just...
Who's further back?
Who is 4.5 meters from a billboard?
If you're already there, you're 4.5 meters from McDonald's, the restaurant, is that what you're saying?
No, the billboard.
No.
It's the billboard itself. It's like a bus stop or something. It's not like a billboard up on a sign up on the side of a building.
That's where they need to get to, doesn't it? You know, and there will be some kind of rules around it in terms of how far you can broadcast your smell.
Probably.
You know, like,
we should have been.
Because what you could do is you could put your McDonald's sign outside a Burger King.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, oh, hang on. That's not McDonald's. And then Burger King's like, hey, you guys are wafting your smells on
you
us.
You know your burger smells.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think what else this would work with. I think coffee would be a goodie.
Yeah. Coffee would be good. Florists would be good.
And yes.
Like, you could really go mass on this. Like, you know how, like, quite often a smell can pollute a whole neighborhood? You know, like a fertilizer factory, you know, you hear complaints.
Yeah.
Yep. You could cast your smell over the entire city.
There's
no rules on that. Why are people not doing this?
Well, watch this space. These are the first ones. Now, here's what you might be thinking, how does this even work? So at first glance, all they are, there's no logo on there. It's just a red and yellow billboard, right? And you walk up to it, and you're about 4.5 meters away, and you start smelling.
Ooh. Yeah.
Fresh fries.
What if people up and ran with this with negative smells?
What's a negative smell?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, maybe the ad has got an issue with your toilet.
Yeah.
And,
does your toilet stink? Toilet duck?
Yes.
Get rid of the smell.
I'd rather smell the toilet duck than the stinky toilet.
get rid of the smell your dad leaves behind. Toilet duck.
There it is. So how do they do it? No, this is the thing, how they do it. And I think this is genius. So what they do is every couple of hours, an employee of the billboard company goes up with a fresh thing of fries from McDonald's and pours it in there. Pours it into the back of the billboard.
No, that's a lie.
And then it's got ventilators in there to suck and diffuse the scent.
No, it doesn't. That's not how it works.
What a waste of fries!
No, not if it brings business in.
That's where your mind goes. A waste of fries.
Yes.
Do you know what an ester is? Right. There is an ester. An ester is basically a molecule that emits smell, and you can create an ester to create any fragrance.
It's not the same as fresh fries.
I don't know why they're not doing that, because they're actually using real fries to do this.
There it is. No, look.
Everyone's going to be jumping in the billboards.
Have you ever
tearing the back off? Hey,
have you ever seen that? There's a company that does certain smells, and they create all sorts of smells. Like, you can have freshly washed sheets, you can have wet concrete, you can have Play-Doh.
See, that's nice.
It's a company that makes esters,
right?
So McDonald's needs to try harder.
No, honestly,
it's the billboard company.
You're walking past the billboard, you smell the fries, and then you see a stray fry poking out. You are getting in there.
There's a fight has erupted on Main Street in the Netherlands. This is Coast.
Thanks for listening to the Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Get your day started with Coast's Feel Good Breakfast. Tony Street, Jace Reeves, and Sam Wallace.